3308 inbound on Beaver Creek.
3308, I got your request to talk. Did they end up transporting that person?
They're still talking to him. When I left, they asked if I was ready to go back, if I was in service. I said, yeah, they said go ahead and go. The lady I was talking to from dispatch, she said to call you when I left or they got there and give them the AMR number, which is M277.
Okay, so I got that, but you don't know if they transported them or not, correct?
Correct, but apparently he's a regular. When the fire department got there, when the ambulance got there, they all know who he is, and they said, oh yeah, we know what's going on, so, and they said, go ahead and go, so they were standing there talking to him when I left.
Okay, I copy, so we don't know. I'm just trying to establish if I need, there's certain things, procedures we have to follow if they do get transported, so if we don't know they're transported, that's fine. I appreciate you letting me know.
Okay, yeah, I didn't, I've been one of the fortunate few, I guess. It's only like the first or second time, this is the second time this ever happened to me, so I just kind of, I was sitting there, and they come over and they said, are you in service? I said, yeah, I'm like 15 minutes late. And they go, oh, go ahead and go. So I did. So sorry if it's different.
No, you're fine. You did everything fine. So I've got the AMR number, and I hope you have a better night.
Well, my last run, and then I'm heading home, and I'm a day shift person stuck on night, so it can't get any better than this.
I copy. All right, well, I'll let you get back to it, and you have a good one. 15 after.